Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Community Connection, presented by the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut and WTIC News Talk 1080. Because good things happen in communities that care.
Ah. 808, last Saturday of the month again, and that's where I pulled in my monthly co-host, and that's Paula Gilberto, and Paula is the president and CEO of the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut, and we always have all kinds of neat things to talk about, but well, one of the things we really wanted to address on this particular program, now that the kids are back in school, it's the second go-round of the kids doing their at-home training and in-school and out-of-school, and the big question, of course, the United Way is always concerned about is what's happening with their reading proficiency. So good morning, Paula. How are you?
I'm doing great, Steve. Hope you're well also.
Yeah, we're holding together. Are you starting to crawl the walls yet? Are you able to get back into the office at all or what?
Absolutely, yes. Our office is opened. We were certified to be reopened with the second phase. And we have a good number of people that are working in the office, working remotely. Also, a good number of staff that are out with our corporate partners, our businesses that are still doing phenomenal work in terms of days of caring in nonprofit agencies. All, of course, these are outdoor activities and all observing all of the public health protocols.
Well, I'm sure it's got to be a very challenging time for you, of course, but I don't think there's ever been a time that I've known of where people really need the United Way more. I mean, it's a lot of people are out there hurting that have never been hurting before, and they're starting to really realize the value that you folks have. Have you seen a lot more inquiries coming your way?
Absolutely. You know, we can tell that by virtue of the calls that are going into United Way 211. And what people are calling about. So we have increased inquiries in terms of assistance for food, for rental assistance, for utilities. To your point, you know, you begin to climb the walls, you're getting anxious, you don't know what winter is going to bring. And so calls with respect to people who are looking for counseling services or just need someone to talk to.
Well, I tell you, it is. It seems like, you know, this second go round, people are finally going, geez, when is this thing ever going to end? So we're very, very grateful that you are there. Mm-hmm. But the question had come up about how our reading scores are doing and how are the kids holding together, and also importantly, how are we doing as far as holding on to our volunteers that are helping these children with their reading issues?
Well, it certainly is a different environment, even with respect to schools that have chosen to reopen. So there are some districts like Hartford that are open fully. Of course, parents have an option to have their children at home. You have other schools, such as in New Britain, where it's a hybrid model. You have a group of students that are in Monday, Tuesday, another group Thursday, Friday, and then Wednesday, everyone's remote. Regardless of whether the school is fully in or a hybrid, the reality is that it's not appropriate to have volunteers go into the classrooms to volunteer as they once did, at least with respect to United Way's reading program. So we had adapted very quickly in terms of how to respond to that. We have volunteers that are reading a book, taping themselves reading a book, and we use those just last week on October 29th, which was a national day called Read for the Record, the 15th annual Read for the Record. So instead of having volunteers there in person, we had volunteers that read the book, and that video was shown to those students in classrooms. We continue to have volunteers that are taping themselves, reading different books. We have volunteers that are also using their smartphones to video themselves doing an at-home science experiment. All of these things we are turnkeying over to schools along with youth-serving organizations so that it provides those young people with that experience of caring adults coming to them, however, in a different way.
Well, I don't know. I think right now what I've been seeing is that the younger kids, at least my sister's a retired kindergarten teacher, so mm-hmm. she sees firsthand what's going on. And actually, my nephew's son, Jackson Parker Morgan, is officially in kindergarten, and so mm-hmm. he's doing some stuff online and also with her. But what about, and I know this, of course, I always deviate from whatever the script is, Paula. That's how I do things, you know, just to make it tricky. How are we doing with the... As far as the actual scores are going, can you compare like last year where they were at this point in time to this year? Is there a comparison like that?
I don't have that information, Steve. I know that the State Department of Education tracks that information. Local school districts do as well. And I also don't know when the last testing was done. So I think that that's a variable in all of it as well. And we definitely have to take into account what happens when there was a disruption in terms of students. I've participated in some phone calls with the State Department of Education, the commissioner, the deputy commissioner. I've been in frequent contact with superintendents in our district, and all have said that there is not a true replacement for in-person teaching. That said, we have to ensure that children, the teachers, the paraprofessionals are all safe. And so I think that students and teachers and administrators and parents have just done a phenomenal job at adapting, as have we. And as I mentioned, just, you know, innovating and bringing more virtual experiences to the students. Now, one thing, you know, I know that folks often associate United Way with all we do is raise money and give it away. So why do we need you when we can just give money directly to nonprofit agencies? And certainly we encourage people to be charitable. We also encourage them. They can do that through us, through United Way as a trusted steward. But what makes us different, Steve, I believe, is that we take a holistic approach to what's best going to serve that child or that family. And with respect to children right now, you know, when you think about it, let's put this child in the center. And who are the critical people that interact with a child in terms of, you know, helping to support them? That's their parents, right? Teachers, nonprofit agencies, youth-serving organizations. So our role and what makes us different is that we're taking that comprehensive approach in terms of all of those critical contributors to a child's success, but how is it that we coordinate those efforts and make them most effective? So we are providing supports for children. We're providing supports for parents. We're providing supports for teachers, and we're also providing supports for nonprofit organizations, because they are all integral to that child's life.
That's my co-host, Paula Gilberto, President and CEO of the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut. Paula and I are going to continue on with our Community Connections program because she's got some really cool stuff to tell us about what's going on with Dolly Parton and the United Way. That's all coming up next after this quick break on WTIC News Talk 1080. And we are back. It's about 17 minutes past 8 o'clock. We had talked earlier, Paula, as far as Dolly Parton's Imagination mm-hmm. Library. And I understand that's in full swing, huh?
Oh, it's been great. Earlier in October, we launched the Dolly Parton Imagination Library initiative in Hartford. And I just can't say enough about Dolly Parton Imagination Library in terms of the quality of the program and support from that organization, but I also want to give very special thanks to Dr. Jim Schmerling. He is the head of Connecticut Children's Medical Center. He was one of our guests, Steve, on a Community yep. Connections radio show, along with the heads of Hartford Hospital and St. Francis Hospital and Medical Center. We all joined forces and launched this program, which is a book subscription program. And here's the key thing about it. We know, research tells us, that reading at an early stage actually stimulates brain development. And so there's a medical reason here, there's a health reason, there's a development reason, in addition to wanting children to have the benefit of having a home library, because that goes to furthering their literacy skills. Kids that are confident in their reading will read more. And so whatever we can do in that regard. And the program works very simply. This right now, we're just starting in Hartford. Our intention is to pilot it there and then grow it. But the way in which it works is our hospitals in Hartford, when a mom in Hartford gives birth, she is offered an opportunity to have her child as a newborn enrolled in this program. And once a month, from birth to age five, an age-appropriate book in English or Spanish is going to be mailed and addressed to that child, to their home. Over the course then of 5 years, from birth to age five, that child is going to build a home library of 60 books. And we know how critical that is. So not only are kids reading, but it engages the parents in reading to their children, and that fosters an additional bond. We also have some youth-serving organizations in Hartford that are helping to enroll children of the parents that they're serving. And as of early October, we had nearly 180 children enrolled, and 500 books had already been mailed out.
How many books?
500 books had already been mailed out. So we did a soft launch. And as of early October, 500 books had already been mailed out to actually 177 children that were enrolled at that time.
Now, is this is
parent, it, it? Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Paul. It was just, it's a little tricky when I can't look into your eyes like we
sure.
normally do.
Sure.
I just with these 500 books that are going out, this is like a fairly new program here. Isn't Hartford one of the pilot areas?
Well, we're piloting Dolly Parton's Imagination Library in Hartford, but the Dolly Parton established this initiative years ago, and she actually did it in her home parish in Eastern Tennessee. And I've been told that the children that were in that first year are now in high school, and they can tell from research that attendance is better, literacy skills are stronger, you know, more of a positive feeling about reading overall. So there's data. People can go to the Dolly Parton Imagination Library's website if you'd like to read more about the program and the research. But for us, we're starting here in Hartford, and our intention is to build this out. And again, just can't stress enough how important this is. Starting at birth, brain development, you know, is most rapid in the early stages of life. And that's why reading to children and helping them to read is so critical.
Explain a little bit about the virtual aspect of that. And when I received the notes from you folks, I see this big thing says Vello, V-E-L-L-O,
well,
and something
yes.
about volunteers meeting with students virtually. Explain that to me, please.
Sure. So Vello is another new initiative that we are going to be launching. And again, soft started in Hartford, and then we'll build it out. Vello is a program that connects volunteers, right, with students virtually over a secure platform, and it allows that volunteer to read to that child or to read together with that child using a big online library that includes all of the reading guides and the appropriate supports. The intention here is there are three things. One is we know from research that this tutoring, this virtual tutoring works. That's significant. Second, it presents to volunteers a more flexible way in which they can give of their time. So again, Steve, think about this. You know, we are not sending United Way readers into schools. We've been doing that for 8 years, but we can't do that right now. We'll resume that when it's appropriate. So in the meantime, we don't want these children that did have an in-person volunteer on a weekly basis to help them to go without. So Velo is going to allow us that opportunity. Volunteers will sign up. It takes 30 minutes of time. The children are identified. These are going to be kindergartners to third graders that, you know, perhaps they're struggling a bit or that they need that support of a consistent volunteer on a weekly basis to work with them. And we also know that in addition to it being flexible for the volunteer, which people want, they can fit it in between their own Zoom meetings, that there is this critical element in terms of the consistent presence of that volunteer matched with that student or that young person. So we're pretty excited about it. We're putting some finishing touches in terms of which schools, which we have a couple nonprofit agencies, Compass Youth Collaborative and the Village for Families and Children. Hartford Public Schools is working with us on this. And we also have some corporations that are very much interested and interesting not only in terms of engaging their employees, but also making a contribution so that we can expand this to multiple classrooms. I think this is one of those innovative ways, again, that we stay connected during the pandemic. I don't know about you, Steve, but I hear a lot from people. Gosh, we're going into the 8th month. People are missing their family members. They're missing their coworkers. They're beginning to feel, in the midst of a lot of probably productivity with Zoom after Zoom after Zoom, we're missing that personal connection. And this is one of those ways that United Way is addressing that connection and the importance of that, but also doing our absolute best to make sure that kids stay on track and that individuals have meaningful volunteer experiences.
All right, before I let you go, just a real quick update. I understand this past Thursday was Read for the Record. So tell us a little bit about that, because we've only got a minute or two left here.
Sure. Okay, 80 classrooms. We were able to support 80 classrooms in Hartford with volunteers that recorded themselves reading. Evelyn Del Rey is moving away. This is a national initiative, Read for the Record. So around the country, everyone was reading that one book. We did ours virtually.
Well, I think it's kind of cool that you're still able to, you know, carry on with things like this. It's just there's never been a challenge like this before, and trying to keep these kids, you know, like you say, when you don't have that connection with the kids like you normally do. I mean, the parents are really, I think they're really understanding exactly what these teachers have been going through all these years. But I don't know about you, but when I was in junior high school, let's say, trying to keep focus was tough. Because, and plus, that's where you make so many of your friendships there to move on. You know, you have them in elementary school, but somehow in junior high school, you know, we all start dating and meeting people and you pass notes back and forth. Well, now they all text back and forth. That's got to be difficult. I mean, it's certainly a challenge, but it's great to see that you folks are keeping up with that challenge. So, Paul, I thank you so much, too, because we're still remote, and Paul and I are generally in the studio together. So it's a little frustrating this way, but I know technically sometimes it could be a little nutsy, but we certainly do appreciate you taking the time, Paul. And, oh, one other thing real quick before I let you go. How are we doing with the giving? That's the big thing right now. How about donations?
Well, it's to be honest, people are generous, but it's been slow. So many of the special events that companies were hosting with proceeds coming to United Way have understandably needed to be canceled. Those big golf tournaments and, you know, a lot of the events that would happen in the workplace, we have a lot of virtual opportunities for special events, but it's a challenge. And the other piece that's a challenge is that folks aren't in the workplace. And so we have some workplace campaigns that are going to be delayed. I think people want to see what happens after the first of the year. We're cautious about our projections, but what I would love our listeners to know is that, to your earlier point, now more than ever, our nonprofit community needs support. We don't want our children to slip behind. We do want people to have services, if God forbid they're victims of domestic violence or sexual assault crisis. We have, individuals with developmental disabilities, needing to be served, clearly food, shelter. All I can say is that with confidence and also with humility, your one gift to United Way allows us to serve many. And we are only able to do this if we join together. So making a personal ask that people give, and if their workplace doesn't have a workplace campaign, please go to our website, unitedwayinc.org, click on donate. The need, Steve, is only going to increase as we get into the winter months and should we have a second surge. So we need people's support, I'll be honest.
All right. Thanks. Thank you so much, Paula. And again, if you have any questions, you need help, you need support, whatever it is, just remember 211. The United Way is always there to serve you. And Paula, you know I love that 211. All right.
I know. Thank you, Steve.
Hey, thank you, Paula. We'll catch you next month and have a happy Thanksgiving, okay?
Yeah, you bet. Bye-bye.
Thanks, hon. Bye-bye. All right, that's Paula Gilberto, who's the president and CEO of the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut. Thank you so much, Paula.